Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your brother like none other, the one like Z to the I to the N, and you're tuned in to Revolutionary Radio with my comrade, Viva Fidel. Holla Black.
Bam, what's going on, world? We are live once again, Viva Fidel Revolutionary Radio, and we thank all of our listeners, past, present, and future, all of our guests. Make sure you check out the archive episodes, all of the previous episodes you definitely want to check out. You never know who you will see or hear joining Viva Fidel Revolutionary Radio. Great guests, great comrades we connecting you with from all over the globe, entrepreneurs, organizers, artists, on down the line. So make sure, like we always tell you right out the gate, check out the previous episodes, check the time, number 2 shineatlanta.com site, and stay up on all of the updates that goes on with our partners. And make sure that you also check out vivafidel.info for all of the updates. And I promise I'll be better on updating that blog right there as month and this season rolls out. This semester we starting out a couple new segments, series based on some of the great guests that have been actually suggested by some of our listeners and also some of the people that I just reach out to, because I want to connect my audience and my listeners with some of the power movers on the ground. We share solutions and we also share tools to figure out how we can create the world that we want to live in, whether it be health, whether it be wealth, whether it be knowledge of self. All across the board, we definitely want to tell you, check out the previous episodes and keep the suggestions and the feedbacks and the comments and all that good stuff coming. If you have any ideas for any upcoming guests or my artists, keep submitting your music. We will get into as much of it as possible, as long as it's quality, as long as it's right. We will definitely keep supporting our indie artists that are out there. You can check out the vivafidel.info for updates from the Summer of Peace, updates from different youth programs that we have going on the ground, and we want some contributors to consider letting us know what kind of content you have, what kind of programs or what kind of initiatives you might have on the ground wherever you at that can help us connect the dots. Because like I said, it's all about sharing the resources and sharing the solutions and tools that can help us. What may work in your area might work in our area. If we can just communicate the details, if we can expose the different positive initiatives that are happening all over on the ground across the globe. You can follow twitter.com/VivaFidel, Viva Fidel on Facebook, Viva Fidel TV on YouTube, so on and so forth. I usually just get right into the whole program and don't waste any time doing plugs or promo, because we have such great guests that have such like heavy information to share, and a lot of times the artists, they got so much to say and so much to share, and I want people to be able to tell their story. And I love the fact that our listeners enjoy the short but powerful segments that we have been having with the Time to Shine, and now this new segment is called Staying Healthy. And we had Dr. Yu on with the Staying Healthy series to kick everything off, and the brother's a naturopath and a healer doing great work, nutritional, educational work on the ground to basically help people learn how to live healthier lifestyles and therefore live longer and therefore be able to teach that to their babies and, you know, carry it on for generations. Because that's one thing that is really out of whack in the community. A lot of things really just simply come back to the health issues, mental, physical, and spiritual health and well-being. So we're going to make a real effort to communicate to some of our healers, natural practitioners, herbalists, and so on and so forth. I'm online with some chefs. I'm online with some psychologists, different people that can help us stay healthy. And that's what the segment is about. That's what we're going to be able to deal with in many different ways, being able to, you know, like I said, connect you with people that's doing the groundwork and people that have been dedicated to this work. That's really what it's all about. We have the new visual available that's been making a lot of noise, creating a buzz. It's called 414. You can check that on the youtube.com/VivaFidelTV, and I'll post some links up so y'all can definitely check it all out. But the video has been getting a lot of feedback, so I just mention it right quick and make sure that y'all want to check that out. Without any further delay, we're going to bring on our guest for today. This segment of Staying Healthy is brought to you by GorillaPromo.info. You can check out Gorilla Promo. And I would like to say peace and blessings and welcome to Viva Fidel Radio to Eshe, the Herb Sister. How you doing, sis?
Fabulous. How about you?
I am great. I'm excited that you are taking time out to speak with us. I appreciate it greatly. And I'm super excited because I've had the experience to witness some of your work, some of your workshops, some of your presentations. And so I'm excited because I know you go hard and you tell the truth and you make it plain for people. So right quick, just introduce yourself to my listening audience and shoot out your contact info so people can also check out more about what you do.
Okay, I'm at herbsista.com. That's H-E-R-B-S-I-S-T-A-H. I'm the herb lady. I am a formulating herbalist, master herbalist, and consulting herbalist. I work with families, but also work with women with womb issues. And what I'm doing is what I've been basically directed to do. So it's my passion. It's what I do all the time. And I love what I'm doing in helping people to direct their energies into part of their energies going into goal setting for good health. Because a lot of people have energies and ideas, but their health is only what they think of when it stops them from doing something else. And what I'm teaching people basically is that every day you're planting seeds, and you have to plant seeds for good health just like you plant seeds for recording or for anything else that you do. So it's not something that's not a vital part of your life. It is your life, so you got to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. So you've been dedicated and you've been on the ground doing, like I said, I've had the pleasure and the honor of just being in the audience and hearing you speak. Now, when you say womb issues, talk to my audience about what that means. What's womb issues? What's something that you come across in your practice on a consistent basis, no matter where you at? What's some of the womb issues that need to be addressed?
Fibroids. Women everywhere, all over the world. I just came back from Nassau, Bahamas for 2 weeks, and everybody's having issues with fibroids, which is just a issue of toxins and what's going on with our lifestyles as far as all of the poisons and things that we're being exposed to and that we're eating. African women of the diaspora, no matter where you meet them, are having issues with fibroids, and they're losing their wombs at quadruple the rate of any other group of women. So I started an organization called SaveOurWombs.org because by the age of 60, according to the CDC, 90% of African-American women will have lost their wombs to a hysterectomy, 90%. And what we need to do is start taking our bodies and our reproductive capability, even if you don't want to use it right now, you still cannot allow such a significant part of your body to be taken out because the doctor tells you, oh, it's a fibroid, you need to just take everything else out since you don't want to have any more kids. I mean, that's kind of the attitude. And I'm finding that more and more within our families, women are allowing doctors to let them to take everything out and sit around and say, oh, well, we're going to keep an eye on it. The doctor's not keeping an eye on it. You the one who's keeping an eye on it. You the one who got to get up every day bleeding for 4 months at a time and dealing with excessive bleeding to the point where you can't go out the house. And it's just a strain on women, and women are the foundation of creativity and success with everybody, not just women, but their husbands, their kids, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
When women are doing good in the family or aren't feeling well, the whole family is going down. You taking a whole section from the foundation.
Mm.
And so it's important that women are feeling good and doing their best, because when they're doing their best, they're motivating and helping everybody else to do their best. You know, and we all here for a purpose. And if your mama don't want to do nothing, you get that habit, you know. And it's just not the habit to have in this life, you know.
And that's real. So do you find that based on the information and, I guess, education behind solving some of those problems, that it's passed down generation to generation?
Well, what's happening is women, I'm meeting women who is the only woman in their family who still has their womb. Every
wow.
other woman in the family has let theirs go, and it's becoming a tradition. And what is happening with this tradition is that we are devaluing ourselves and feeling like, you know what, let me just get this over with. When really, you haven't tried everything. You only trying what they have for you, and they don't have anything except birth control pills, which actually aggravates the issue. So that's the problem, is that there's not enough of this type of thing where people are exposed to the fact that there are natural methods. And let me say that when women do have hysterectomies, they're not only teaching the younger girls, because you miss valuable historical or historical information when you have your womb removed. Your daughters don't have the information that they need to live a healthier life past the age where you had your hysterectomy. So if you have a hysterectomy at 30, a lot of women do. I've met women who have had hysterectomies at 25 and 27 because the doctors have told them they need to. And they didn't question it because they had three kids or two kids or one child, and they figured they was done. But what ends up happening is you create a culture within that family that not only doesn't have the medical information, so there are other things that's going on, but you also create a culture of other issues coming up, because whenever women are having that kind of female surgery, women don't know, and the doctors are not going to tell you, but what happens is your colon comes down your vaginal canal and your bladder will eventually come out down your vagina. Yeah, it's quite shocking.
Wow.
And that's what they call uterine prolapse and different types of prolapse. And basically what happens is a lot of the grandmothers, a lot of the older women that I've seen out at different events that I do, because I do all the hair shows, the natural hair shows, bronzers, everything, and they come up to me and they say, "Baby, I'm so happy you doing this, because I didn't have any choice when I was coming up, and I wish I had, because I wouldn't have did that. Because I'm having more problems now than I ever had before." And then, you know, too proud to say, I got to go to the doctor every other month or so and have them push my bladder back up my vagina into my, you know, uterine cavity. And it's not, that's a continual thing. I've seen women who even, doctors have done Frankenstein type things to them, where they try to attach the colon to the spine and all this kind of stuff, and the spine is bending. You can't let them do all this kind of nonsense to you because they say name is doctor. They're still practicing, and you can't trust everything they do just because they tell you we'll work on it. We'll look. They still charge you whether they get it right or not. And I have many a woman who comes to me who has had fibroid removal surgery, and they say, "Well, we got a bunch of them, but we left three." Well, you need to give me a rebate, because if you left three, you know what's going to happen with those three. So I have fibroids in jars that women have passed. I have testimonials from people, all women all over the world, in how much better they feel just once they start going into a program of womb detoxing, because that's basically what it is. You are basically reducing and eliminating the toxins that have accumulated in your womb over your lifetime, because as I talk about in my classes, all of us are born with worms, just like puppies are born with worms. And that's just one of the toxins that you come to the planet with. In addition to, we now know that most mothers, when they have a child, have passed the child in their cord blood, when they cut the baby apart from the mother with the umbilical cord, in that cord blood, they've done research and studies, and over 400 chemicals are in that cord blood on the baby, from flame retardants, you know, the things that they have on your in your clothing so that your clothes won't catch on fire easily, to pesticides, to, you know, types of sprays and things that are in. Everything is in that cord blood, and that's just the 400 chemicals they tested for. There are far more chemicals they could have tested for that they didn't. And so that's just a starter point, in addition to the parasites that's there that continues to leave the worms their waste, and they're dead, and their toxins. So it's just one of those things that we're never going to finish doing a detox, but you can't be afraid of it. And in the wisdom of our elders, the way the grandmothers and people who are living to 100 years old, 90 years old, you know, because these days you can hear any day that somebody that you know that's 25, 30, 40 years old just died. It could be a heart attack. Accumulation of toxins, stress, bad food, you know. So that's
right.
The thing that we gotta look at how we living and do something to create a better life, and not just buying a new phone and not just getting more stations on your cable. You know, all that kind of thing is fleeting, and it actually causes stress also, because you got to keep up with that, you know. And I myself am one to think, you know, how the heck, that's the best game going. You, when you got the cable companies, they charging you $100 a month, and they also charging the advertisers. They're getting paid on both sides. What other business do you have you could do that? For reruns that's 20 years old.
Right. All right. That's real. So you also have developed and formulated different herbal remedies, different things that you actually have. And I thought that was very interesting, and I've seen it myself, how people react and how the women, once they know that there are treatments available, once they know that there are products available that they can get from you to help them do their detox and do their womb cleansing. Talk to me about how you actually started to begin to think of formulating these things, and, you know, again, communicate where people can find out more about your products and purchase them.
Well, you know, what ends up happening is I do a lot of study, a lot of research. I was a student at UC Berkeley during the Free Nelson Mandela years and the Run Jesse Run years. That's before you was born. But that type of research and science and seeking knowledge has just been a way of life. And I also have found through, basically, I dream a lot of formulas. And it turns out that some of my relatives, my herbal elders, were the town herbalists for Utica, Mississippi. That was my Aunt Henrietta and my Uncle Peter. And I didn't know it, but I kept being awakened at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And one day I said something to my dad about it, like, you know, somebody's talking to me, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, what? And then he got real quiet, and I thought for a minute that he was probably trying to call and get me some help. And then he says, well, what they saying, you know? And so I keep a book under my pillow, and I pull it out while I'm asleep or whenever I get these, and I just write down whatever it is, and then I look at it when I remember, and I don't usually remember the next day. It usually takes days for me to remember to look at it. So it is something that I think is one in my family, and we do have to pay attention to the traits of things that we are good at within the family group, because sometimes that's a lineage that is a good thing for you, you know.
That's right.
Same way you got to pay attention to the bad things that's going on in your family. Those are the things you got to work against, you know. But in coming up through just research and sensing and being an organic master gardener and working with the plants in the soil and paying attention to the seasons and how things grow and what grows, and actually living in the country where, you know, people in the country have a whole different sensibility about the planet and about the earth than people in the city. And that whole sensibility is a sensibility that is a respect for nature and Mother Nature. People who live in the country would never throw, they don't throw nothing away. First of all, if you've ever gone to the country, you go to the yard, it's like going to Junkyard Disneyland, you know. But that's because they realize that everything goes around and comes around, and they always willing to recycle and use something again because everything on the planet is recycled and used again. You can't get rid of energy. Whenever you rake leaves and put them to the side in your compost or whatever, they break down and they become fertilizer for your next year's crops. And everything, it goes around in a circle. And so with that in mind, you don't throw paper where you live no matter where you are. Even if it's not in front of your house, you don't throw it down the street because it's coming back to you. That's how life is. So in just looking at how to work with women and work with families on this is that a lot of the things that women are have going on in their life comes back to them in the form of stress and toxins in their womb. It's not just trash that's in your womb, but it's also the trash of the people that you deal with, the trash of sexual abuse, the trash of, you know, multiple abortions and other types of disrespect that you've done to your body that just gets to a point where it accumulates where you no longer can just keep it tucked away. And it is tucked away. It's just not going to go away unless you
right.
do the work. And that's emotional work. That's the physical work with the herbs, because I work with women. They want to take the herbs. I make a womb detox tonic. I also call it fibroid-free, but I'm advocating that all women use it at least 1 month out of every three, and they will never have any womb issues if they do that. And we start these types of things at 8 and 9 years old. But women who are in bad relationships, abusive relationships, and they're trying to take herbs and they're trying to keep up with it monthly and stay with it. But if you, and I tell them, I could give you every root, herb, and bark that I have, but if you stay in a crazy relationship, in a crazy job, in something that is not feeding your soul and your passion and your life's purpose, you're going to keep the fibroids, because that's your reminder that something got to get out of here. And that's what people got to realize. You can't look at herbs, which is like, I got jars and jars of herbs. You can't look at cloves or dandelion or horsetail or kava or fenugreek or catnip and try to use it like an Advil. You got to do that every day. You can't call me when your head is about to blow off and want something that's going to work in 20 minutes. That don't work. You know, so this is an investment in yourself, and I tell people use it as part of your food budget because it is food. And if you do that, you'll do it every day because you eat several times a day, so you will include your herbs as part of your eating because they should be. And if you do that, you don't have a lot of issues going on. I've had people who have healed themselves, because I don't consider myself a healer. I consider that the Creator put everything out here for us to heal ourselves. But what has happened is we have lost connection with the information of us being able to heal ourselves. We don't recognize when something has bit us outside. If you go over here and you pick up this little chickweed, or you go over here and you pick up the dandelion and you rub that on there, the juice from the dandelion, we're too busy trying to buy into all of these different industries and buy something to kill the dandelions rather than recognize that dandelions have more vitamin A in them than carrots. And carrots are orange. But dandelions, so what that tells you is that dandelions are going to heal you faster and better, your liver, your kidneys, your skin, than even carrots. So that would be something that you want to keep in your yard rather than poisoning your own yard with a lot of toxins and then trying to be outside walking barefoot or sitting on your grass or being outside. You can't do that. You know?
It's all
I
one.
Mean, it's
right.
all one. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
The people in the country, they look at, you don't do nothing to something that you don't want to come back to you because it's going to be there.
That's right.
But I've had
it's
people
be
to
there.
Cure themselves from asthma. Why? Because They've taken a lung tonic rather than an inhaler. And I just, this woman, I just mixed up her, a custom blend of the, my Aunt Henrietta, which is in honor of my Aunt Henrietta, the herbalist from Utica, Mississippi, the lung tonic with some other things, and she's not using an inhaler. In fact, she called me the other day. Her voice is different, of course, because all that mucus and everything is out of her head. She went to the doctor, and the doctor told her, wow, you really breathing good. What happened? Because he know what he gave her didn't, wasn't going to do that. She's just going to be in there every other week. And she says when she showed him what he was taking, she was taking, he says, I never heard of this. Well, you know what? I can't believe he ain't never heard of it. But bless his heart. That's all we got to say. She says, but she went out of that office, and she went by all them people on the, they got the oxygen tanks, and they standing there. I mean, she says she looked at all them decrepit people in the office for the breathing specialist, the doctor, and she thought to herself, I wanted to tell everybody, here's her card, call her, and run out of here, because you ain't going to never get no better, because I was never any better, and I've been in here for years.
Well, that's big business, and that's what's being more and more discovered by people, just everyday common people that understand that, you know, they not necessarily curing or fixing the different things that they go to the doctors for. Tell us about this.
It's
this
not
intended
to. It's a stay method. It's just a stay at that level
exactly.
method, because that's making money for the pharmaceutical companies and
exactly.
the stockholders, and, you know, they looking now, if you really think about it, and how they can get the next generation, because the baby boomers are at the point where, yeah, that's like Steve Jobs, that age, you know. And they're on
mm-hmm.
their way out.
Mm-hmm.
And how they can get the nine-year-olds. So they want to give them different shots for cervical cancer at 9 years old. I mean, that's a ridiculous concept, but if you say it enough, they feel like you will believe it and you will think it too. And that's the problem with us when we buy into, you know, mass media. They keep telling you something long enough, you think it's the truth, even though it
yep.
doesn't jive with your common sense. You
yep.
start questioning
yep.
yourself. You can't question yourself. You got to learn to trust yourself, trust your little voice. You don't want to think that they know more about your body than you do, because they don't. You know, so you don't give your daughter at 9 years old a cervical cancer shot and hope that it doesn't sterilize her. They done made those kind of mistakes before, you know,
right.
where they sterilized entire generations of women because they gave them some nausea medicine during pregnancy. It sterilized the girl babies, and it sterilized the male babies by giving them very small testes and penis and just deformed their whole sexual organs. All of this because the mother was nauseous and she didn't want to throw up, you know. So she took a medicine that ruined the entire people. Never
wow.
be able to reproduce. Same thing is going to happen with the cervical cancer shot. And, in fact, they've had the kind of side effects that have been so devastating. If you grow up, then you got something to talk about already. So I'm
right.
sorry I had to... I get on my soapbox every once in a while.
I know. You can go. All right, trust me. I know. I'm like, wow, we might definitely have to bring you back just to expound on a few things. I want you to briefly announce your women's conference that you have coming up before we get
yes.
out of here.
Thank you. The Womb Wellness Women's Conference and Men's Wellness Seminars will be held Friday, October 21st, and Saturday, October 22nd. We do them separately for the men and the women, and the men have men holistic practitioners working with them, and the women have women. We have live food by this well-known raw chef here, Tassili, and we also have very good natural food by Chef Ebony Joy. We start off on Friday with the energy reception, and on Saturday morning, we start off with yoga at 6 a.m. because I feel like, you know what, if you can get up every day for somebody else, you can damn sure get up for yourself, you know?
And I want to shoot that website out, too. It's fibroidfreewomb.com. And
right.
People can go on, check for the schedule, see how you can get involved, how you can get registered. And also,
right.
You're still seeking vendors and artisans for the event as well?
Yes.
Yeah, so I just wanted to put that out there right quick. Shoot out your info one more time, Herb Sister, before we get out of here.
Okay. My number is 404-244-5565. That's 404-244-5565. I thank you so much for the opportunity to educate people about their power of healing and who they truly are.
Yes, indeed. And I appreciate you so much for just taking time to communicate with us and keep up the powerful work that you're doing. Reach out to me. Let me know anything we can do to support on this end. Okay, sis?
Okay, then. Thank you so much. Have a great herbal day. Okay,
yes,
bye.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you. Peace.
Bye-bye.
It's all about staying healthy, y'all. That's it. We out.